Allure Hotel and Conference Center, located on Fairview Road in Barrie, was ordered to close its Whirlpool and Indoor Spa last week after a February 11 routine inspection by the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit determined 3 critical infractions and 2 non-critical infractions. According to the online report, those included failing to ensure water outlets and suction covers were inspected at least once every 30 operating days, failing to ensure an emergency stop button is inspected and tested at least once every 30 operating days, and failing to ensure vacuum release mechanisms are inspected and tested at least once every 30 operating days. The inspector also cited a failure to ensure the total bromine amount was maintained. A health hazard order was served and education was provided, according to the report. Meanwhile, a popular Remara restaurant has been cited for multiple health and safety infractions by the health unit. A February 10 update on the health unit's website stated Tent Kitchen and Bar, located just outside of Orillia, was convicted of 8 infractions following a visit by a local health inspector in August 2024. According to the online report, the restaurant was found to have multiple critical infractions, ranging from failing to sanitize utensils in the appropriate concentration of chlorine solution and at the right temperature, failing to sanitize multi-service articles after use, and failing to ensure food handlers protect against contamination by hair to failing to sanitize utensils as often as necessary and failing to keep the food handling room free from equipment that is not regularly used. In Midland, Maitreya Indian Cuisine was ordered to close after a routine inspection on February 12 determined the Yonge Street restaurant had failed to ensure the premises was operated and maintained free from conditions that may be an immediate health hazard. The inspector determined 3 critical infractions and 8 non-critical infractions during the visit. Those infractions included failing to maintain the premises free from conditions that may be a health hazard, adversely affect the sanitary operation of the premise, or adversely affect the wholesomeness of the food. The report also cited infractions ranging from failing to ensure floors, walls and ceilings are clean and in good repair, failing to maintain handwashing stations with adequate supplies and failing to provide an adequate number of handwashing stations. Also noted was the handwashing station was being used other than for the handwashing of employees, failing to collect and remove garbage and waste when necessary to maintain sanitary conditions, failing to maintain the premises in a clean and sanitary manner and failing to maintain records of pest control measures taken. The health inspector found the restaurant failed to protect against entry, harboring and breeding of pests, failed to retain pest control records for 1 year, failed to clean and sanitize food contact surfaces or equipment after each use and as often as necessary, and failed to ensure cloths and towels used for food service, cleaning, drying or polishing utensils or cleaning food contact surfaces are clean and good repair. Also cited was the restaurant's failure to cover food, failure to protect food from contamination and/or adulteration, improper cooking, improper cooling and improper thawing. A health hazard order was served, training was recommended and the restaurant was ordered to close. Bethune's Bistro in Gravenhurst was ordered to close following a February 11 visit by a local health inspector. A visit to the Muskoka area restaurant found 4 critical and 4 non-critical infractions, ranging from failing to maintain single-service containers and articles free from contamination and failing to maintain handwashing stations with adequate supplies to failing to collect and remove garbage and waste when necessary to maintain sanitary conditions and a failure to maintain the premises in a clean and sanitary manner. The inspector also noted a failure to maintain records of pest control measures taken, a failure to protect against entry, harboring and breeding of pests and a failure to retain pest control records for 1 year. Also cited was a failure to cover food, failure to protect food from contamination and/or adulteration, improper thawing, failure to maintain potentially hazardous foods at internal temperature of 4 Celsius or lower and a failure to ensure the completion of food handler training by the food handler or supervisor. Several of the infractions were corrected during the inspection, noted the report. Education was provided and the restaurant was ordered to close at that time. A follow-up inspection on February 12 determined 4 non-critical infractions and 2 critical infractions still remained and education was provided to staff and the restaurant was again ordered to close. The order to close was rescinded on February 18.